Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It has been a busy week. It has been a very busy week. And we have now for a little over a full week, not quite, a little more than a full week, 7 days, that we have started the show out with prayer. We're going to continue this. Father, I bring the needs of our government before you and ask you to bless our nation through godly leaders. I magnify the name of Jesus and declare that he is Lord over this nation. And Father, I pray, according to 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 3, which says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus for our President, the Vice President, all the Cabinet, and the Chief Justice and Associate Justices of the Supreme Court to receive the wisdom of God, to act in obedience to that wisdom, and for the power of God to flow in their lives. I pray for your protection to cover all our law enforcement officers and the men and women of the military. I ask for godly counsel and wisdom for judges across this land. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you and your kingdom of righteousness be manifested in the hearts of all those who are in authority in any way. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayers that are in accordance to your will. I receive the answers in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, it's been a busy week. We have had a lot of noise on the political arena. It's ugly, it's dangerous, and it's happening right here in America. We look less and less like a nation founded under godly laws and principles, and more like a nation of fools, liars, leakers, and lawyers. What do you think other countries are thinking right now? Foreign leaders, because of what Congress has done, because of the leakers and the liars and the lawyers, they're going to think twice before they even talk with our president. So as this constant attack on the president continues, it is now at the level of, I double dog dare you. Have you noticed that? I double dog dare you. You do that. While some find all this entertaining, it's profitable for the media outlets and others who are consultants on different talk shows. They have news, they have stuff to write about, to talk about. While some twist the truth or ignore it completely, others relish in the depths of the garbage. There are those trying to clean up the trash, but can we ever burn it? We will continue to pray for our nation. Daniel Turner will be joining us in the second segment, but it is a Friday where we take in the calls, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Just as I was going on the air. Now, I write all my prayers except this morning. I found that prayer, and I thought it was perfect, and I thought, wow, it mentioned the cabinet, and I haven't said that. And just before we went on air, an article flashed up on my computer. I'm already in the studio. My stuff is already written. I've already got my piles of papers around me, which, by the way, are starting to give me a little claustrophobia. And here comes this article. And I guess there's a video with it. I did not click on the video because I was getting ready to go on air. Are you ready for this one? This is how bad it is, my friends. This is why I keep telling you, you have got to do something. You cannot sit there. Have you taken the challenge to pray? That is pretty much the best strength we've got, and yet it's something we just put off. But here's the headline of the story. Rashida Tlaib, you know, the vulgar mouth woman that's selling T-shirts using the F word with our president. And she's giving a speech or some kind of a little talk. And she's explaining, this is how we are going to arrest Trump's cabinet members. Now, if you don't believe this is a coup against a president, there's your proof right there. She is one of the Mod Squad. The Mad Squad. One of the squids. Let's put it that way. Did you ever see that movie, Red something? It was a John Wayne movie. He's out at the sea and they were fighting this squid. It was a monster. It was a big one and it ended up, the Duke wasn't the Duke back then and he wasn't really the good guy, but he ended up good at the end. He gave his life for someone else, but they were fighting a squid. And the squid had all these arms that were coming up and taking people and drowning them or doing whatever it was squids do to people. And taking the ships down. It was bigger than the ships and its tentacles would come out and take the ships down. That's what I see right now with this, the politicians in Congress. The haters. The Republicans that are never Trumpers. They hate him. So she says in this, this is the first time we've ever had a situation like this. So they're trying to figure it out. No joke. Is it the D.C. police that goes and gets them? We don't know. We do hold them. Where do we hold them? Well, I know where I would hold those that I would arrest. I will tell them they can hold all those people right here in Detroit. We'll take care of them and make sure they show up to the committee hearings. Well, there's the double dog dare ya. Because Trump is sending a letter, apparently, today to Nancy Pelosi telling her, do it legally, do it openly, or shut up. Okay, I know that's not exactly the way his letter is going to go. But this is a coup against the president. And it isn't him they're trying to kick out. It's you. You put him in place, and they want him out. Why do they want him out? Why do Republicans and Democrats and Independents, all of them, why do they want him out? It's more than he's not one of them. The things he's fixing are what's profiting them. Do you think Joe Biden's son is the only one that became a millionaire, billionaire, whatever it is that he is? Because he had insider information? Because the vice president abused his power? Congress does it every day. Insider trading. We've got one in trouble for that right now. I'm thinking, why is he in trouble? They said it was okay to do it. I guess it's okay to do it as long as you don't get caught. Maybe the people's military need to go in and arrest a few congressional members like Rashida Tlaib, who is threatening the cabinet of the President of the United States, the cabinet of the American people. You don't need to be taking this lightly. This is very serious. Very serious. Like I said, I just got it, so I don't know exactly all that she said other than what's written here. I didn't listen to her video. I will, but sometimes I can't handle her language. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will have, I believe, Daniel Turner will join us when we come back. 877-895-5410. We the people need to pray. Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to Daniel Turner. He is with us. He's given us our Friday report. If I let him, usually I end up talking and I slide him a little bit. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Beth, I am great. It's your show. We will always talk about what you want to talk about.
I'll tell you what, I'm pretty fired up today. I have one direction I wanted to go when I came on the air, and just as I sat down here, all of a sudden, you know, you get these little notifications that fly up in front of your computer, on your computer, and Rashida Tlaib she's telling people that they're going to arrest Trump's cabinet.
Yes.
So,
just arrest them all because we don't like them, you know. And when you are a committed socialist, and this is how you view the world, this is also how you view the rule of law. And so people like Rashida Tlaib who come into power, well, this is just part and parcel of who they are. I don't like what that person has to say. Arrest them because that's what they do in Palestine. And that's where she's from. You know,
yeah,
I mean, she's very proud of that. So, but we don't want her belief system here. That doesn't mean we dislike her or her people or her culture, but we dislike their political ideas, and we don't want them in America.
I dislike her language.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Daniel, so much has been going on this week, and there have been a lot of distractions, and they're serious. And I'm certain that you saw this, and we gasp. We don't know, as Tucker Carlson said last night, we don't know if this is for real, if it was a setup, if they were trying to push somebody's buttons or what, but this woman goes berserk at one of AOC's rallies and telling us we need to get rid of the babies, we need to eat the babies.
Eat the babies.
And what Tucker brought forth is, we don't know, but what we do know is what we didn't hear. We didn't hear anybody gasp and say, oh my gosh. We didn't hear AOC say, stop this. We didn't hear any of that.
No.
It's scary, Daniel.
No. It is, and I think the problem here is, clearly this was either a troll, or she's just genuinely insane. And because she didn't offer any recipes, right? I mean, if we're going to eat the babies, we need to have stir-fry babies for our Asian friends. We need to have a lot of ranch dressing, because Southerners do love ranch dressing. And so for all the people in the South, you know, we need to come up with platforms here, right? But all joking aside, this woman is clearly insane. Is she insane because she is that committed to leftist immoral beliefs? Or is she a troll? But you're absolutely right. What was not said is anyone saying, okay, wait, you need to stop, ma'am. I understand you're passionate about the earth. I am too. But let's not fall down that. But you know what? When Trump is in a room and people chant, lock her up, or they chant, them back, that is the press coverage for weeks on end, that Trump didn't condemn people who said send her back. AOC didn't condemn a woman who said eat babies.
How does that save the planet?
How
does getting rid of the children save the planet?
Yeah. You know, a fascinating thing for me with the radical left is most of their beliefs always include killing other people, whether it's, you know, Hitler, who was the most extreme leftist who has killed everybody he didn't like, whether it's the environmental movement, which is, you know, eat the babies, or that woman who asked Bernie Sanders at the forum a couple of weeks ago about population control, and he said, yes, we need to increase abortion in poor countries. The left is always very comfortable with killing people that they think get in the way. Yeah, they do. They are a murderous group, and the fact that AOC and none of her audience said, all right, lady, calm down. Like, slow your roll. I know we all speak in hyperbole. Right, I speak in hyperbole with my ranch dressing comment. We all speak in hyperbole, but
well, we know Schiff does.
he speaks in exactly. He speaks in parody.
No, Pelosi says no. That's what was in it. Yeah, come on, Pelosi. Then obviously you didn't read it.
Exactly. But my point is that when the president doesn't call it out, or when the right speaks in parody. I was on Kennedy's show last night on Fox News, and we talked about this comment that leaked, how President Trump wanted men with bayonets and snakes and alligators in a moat at the southern border. And this was presented as a factual statement. And I said, I guarantee you the president said it, because he speaks in hyperbole. But to take those comments and say that this was a serious proposal, it shows you how angry and unfriendly and unhappy the press is, but also how they're just a humorless group of people, right? And this is a joke, and you're allowed to make jokes. And if
things go down, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm done. I know you know what I mean.
If things go down in this country to where we all need protection, those screaming the loudest will be the first ones to build the moat and put the alligators in it around their mansions.
Exactly. And that's what they do right now. They're the ones with the armed guards that want to take away our guns. They're the ones with the private jets that want to take away our combustion engines, right? These are the ones who live in a certain lifestyle, and that's why we've talked about this a lot on your show. People like Bernie Sanders are not communists. They're Communist Party leaders, because the leaders of the Communist Party had a wonderful life, right? If Bernie Sanders lived in the UK with the healthcare system that he wants by force to bring to America if he were elected president, he is going to force Medicaid for all on all of us, right, in the UK right now, and you can read these reports online very easily, they do ration health care after a certain age because their system is so overloaded and they have so many illegals in their own country that they have to care for, that if you are 78 and you go to the UK and see, and I need an angioplasty for clogged arteries around my aorta, they're going to say no. You're 78 and, you know, you've had a good run. If you're 75 and you need a hip replacement surgery, they're going to say no.
You're not.
You're 75.
Worth it.
Exactly. You've had a good run. And yet in America, he gets top-notch treatment and he wants to take that away from the rest of us.
How old is Bernie?
Bernie's 78, I believe.
That's
76, 78. He's older than President Trump. Right?
And he's going under, he's undergone heart surgery, or he's getting ready to, and we wish him the best of luck.
Did.
We don't wish him
Absolutely.
Anything bad. But he doesn't need to be president. And
no.
We could have said, you know, maybe you should go to Cuba and get that.
Yeah, we absolutely.
Maybe you should
we
go
wish
to
him a speedy
Venezuela and get that surgery. Yeah, it's,
yeah. And that
it's
would
crazy.
Be denied him in the socialist healthcare systems, the European
right.
systems that he wants to force on us. But we all know this. It would not be denied him because in his vision of Soviet style healthcare, he is a party leader, right?
Yeah.
And in the height of the Cold War, no party leader ever wanted for caviar and vodka. They saw the people were starving, but the party leaders lived very nice lives. And that is what Bernie Sanders is. He is a true Communist Party leader. He has a different system for himself. Look, the man owns four homes and is talking to us about cutting our carbon footprint, right? He travels
everybody
on
else should have
jet.
One.
Exactly.
They want to guarantee everybody one home. Well, he's got four. Well, he needs to give three of them away, doesn't he?
Don't you think that would be the logical conclusion of his very strongly held belief system? But it's not.
If he,
he is exempt from that. He's exempt from that. And that's sadly going to continue. There's a young pop star. I don't listen to the music, but she's 16 and she's all the rage and her name is Billie Eilish and she's angry and depressed and sad, 16-year-old girl. But she was on a radio program talking about environmental issues and her great love of the earth. And the host said, but you have a private jet and you fly around. And she said, well, you know, I need it because I have all these touring engagements and I have a very busy schedule and I try to have a really eco-friendly one. And I thought, boy, the eco-friendly private jet is like the fat-free cheesecake, right? I didn't know that you could find an eco-friendly private jet, but at 15, she believes this. She is allowed to have a private jet because she has a busy life. And
she probably has leather
way.
In there, you know, because they got to get rid of the cow. So they got to have leather seats. Oh,
it's animal-friendly leather. It was animal-friendly leather, which is totally
yeah,
allowed.
Yeah, ask the cow how friendly that was.
and
he gave everything. It was ecological. He gave everything. He gave his organs. He gave his meat. He gave his fat went somewhere else, and his skin went to her. Oh my gosh, Daniel.
And that's what we got to
keep sometimes. Yeah, we do. Absolutely. And sometimes I think they didn't have mothers. You have a good mother. You give her a hug for me, okay?
I will.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for all you do. And you're with us next Tuesday. Full hour.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. We are, too. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. What about the jobs? What do you want to talk about today? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public. public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know, we tend to, sometimes we tend to downplay what's going on because it is a distraction from what's really important. But it has escalated these days to a dangerous level. If we can have liars, leakers, and lawyers within the White House and administration, we can't trust the people there. How can foreign entities, foreign governments that we're trying to play nice with, how can they trust the United States of America? They can't. I wouldn't blame them at all. You know, you fix your house and then we'll come over and visit. President Donald Trump has done some good things, and he has a vision to make America great again, whether you like the man or not. He has not done the things they are throwing at him, but they have. I get a big kick out of every time I hear one of them, whether it's Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Lou Dobbs, Tucker Carlson. I liked Forrest Tucker. He's a great, great actor. But when they talk about the left and they talk about the things they're accusing the president of, and there's evidence that they did the very thing they're accusing him of, I remember my granny. No, my daddy. It was my daddy that said this. People judge you by the way they are. They judge you by the way they are. And those of us, and I'm going to lump myself in that, who tend to try to see the good in everyone, we're naive. So we don't judge them. We always say, well, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But you're never going to get the benefit of the doubt from the left. We've seen that. There's no presumption of innocence. We must believe them. No, Harona, we don't. And we don't believe you either. President Donald Trump, and now they're attacking Vice President Pence, and now Rashida Tlaib is threatening to arrest the entire cabinet of the President of the United States. If you didn't believe the coup story before, you certainly should believe it now. Changing the topic. This came from a listener this morning from New Mexico. And he writes me a letter, and I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. I love it when I get good letters from you. Somebody also wrote me a very long letter on email a few weeks ago, and I want to apologize that I have not answered. You did not offend me. She was worried she might have offended me. You did not. I have used some of the information you gave me, and I was going to explain to you why I couldn't do some of the other things. But I thank you. You know, Beth Ann needs critics too, but don't hurt me too bad. Don't slap me too hard. It'd be one thing if I was making a profit, but don't slap me down when I'm not even making a living here. But this gentleman, he says, for years I wanted production operations of those companies that went overseas. I wanted those operations back here in the USA. But he says, I've changed my mind. Now, I'm not going to read it verbatim. He says, however, I've changed my mind. Why should we take them back? Now, this is going to be paraphrased by Beth. Why should we take them back? They left for cheap labor, for slave labor. They left to put more money in their pockets. And he says, I now say, let new companies emerge to fill the gaps and take up the slack. Don't let these guys come back. Tell them you're there. Just, you know, good luck. Truly, he says, there must be enough startup capital laying around some billionaire's mansion to make it happen. Well, I know there isn't, hasn't been. I haven't found any conservative millionaires, billionaires that want to invest in truth here. But he's right. I can understand his way of thinking. They left us. Why are we going to take them back? Why do we prop them up by buying their cheap stuff? Made in China, made in the Philippines, made here, made there, made in India. Why? So I think he has a good point. And I think maybe we need to think about that every time we go to the store and we buy the cheap stuff. And now I agree, or I confess anyway, that there's some things you just can't find made in the USA. But we're trying to change that. We're trying to change that. We have Neil from Missouri. He wants to change the topic. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Nice sunny, cool day. I'm calling about, I've only heard this from one source, and I just wondered if you or anybody else out there has heard about the latest research project that's has gone on for the last 3 years at the University of Alaska. They've apparently spent $300,000 to determine exactly what happened at the Twin Towers during that attack. And apparently they've got a lot of experts on board and a lot of people that have, that were there and a lot of doctors that have certified the different chemicals and things that people have, you know, inhaled from the debris and the,
right,
the stuff that happened. And they've determined that this thing was a planned demolition. In other words, this was a, these buildings were taken down by demolition explosives, not by aircraft.
Yeah.
Which is what it looked like to me when I saw it come down and I was watching it.
Well, we know that the one building, I don't believe for 1 second that that one building went down because of the heat of the other buildings. It looked like they were all imploded. And there is, I have had them on before. I haven't had them on recently, but I'm trying to think of the name of them. And they are a bunch of engineers. They are engineers that build those buildings. They know what makes them stand or what brings them down, and they believe that they were imploded. And I think it looks that way on the videos. I have they had a lot of information that's not – what they have is more questions than information. And
right,
the fact that those questions are being ignored is suspicious to most America. It was an attack, regardless of what we think, whether it was inside or outside. It was an attack on this nation, and
right,
it's sad.
And what they're after is who's responsible. Who do we really need to go after? Right. You know, it's already been determined that Iraq had absolutely nothing to do with it. You know, Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
That
we knew that a
that
long
was
time ago.
Only attacked it. Yeah, that was a phony attack to get control of their oil fields. But this whole thing now, they've got engineers apparently and all kinds of people that brought in experts
right,
and determined. Well, first of all, jet fuel doesn't burn hot enough to melt steel. So, and I knew that from the beginning that there was nothing there, nothing possibly from the aircraft that could have caused that. And then I don't know, and this is what I want to find out also, you know, the thing on the Pentagon was a missile attack. There wasn't any aircraft there.
Right.
There wasn't any debris field. There was no, aircraft parts, nothing. There was just a big hole in the side of the building.
Well, at first, you know, we're headed into a break, and I don't have enough information to be really intelligent on this, but I do remember watching this, and at first there was evidence that a truck had pulled up in front of that, in front of the Pentagon. No, it was the White House. The Pentagon. And but that's not what hit it. It had to have been hit by something else. But anyway, there's a lot of questions that don't get answered. But
right,
a nation was definitely attacked on that day by people who hate us. Whether they're inside people that hate us like Tlaib or outside. Oh, we're out of time. Got to go. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate all that you do and say. We're going into the final break, so I'm going to close the phone lines. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio America. It's time that we started demanding answers to questions. A lot of them.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's been a crazy couple of weeks with this impeachment talk. But when you stop and think about it, the impeachment talk has been going on since before the inauguration. Maxine Waters gets up and says, impeach 45, impeach 45, impeach 45. Rashida Tlaib uses the F word all the time about the president. They've been trying to impeach him since before he was elected. And I have an article here. It's by Sarah Carter. And sometimes I swear they're listening to the show. But she titles this, "This is not a war against Trump. Democrats want to change the American system." Well, let me explain to you. Our politicians have already changed the American system. We were never intended to be dictated from D.C. They were never supposed to pay career politicians taking advantage of the information that they receive and profiting by it. We were never intended to be regulated and mandated by bureaucrats, put in place by Congress. Now, there are many of you that know all about the Illuminati, and you know all about these hidden things, but the fact is, they're not hidden, really. You can see how we're being governed. We were designed to be governed locally, yet even I sit here and talk about the national mess more than I do the local. You know, I'm kind of in trouble one way or in trouble the other way. I have affiliates, stations that will complain if I talk too much about Missouri, and then I have others that will complain if I talk too much, not enough about Missouri, and too much on the national level. But it is a national talk show. We get callers from everywhere, Missouri, New Mexico, Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, Indiana. We've even had some from overseas, Canada, Arizona, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Arkansas, 50 states of people wondering, why on earth did Americans let this happen? Why? Why did we get so lazy? Why did we just sit back and trust politicians and allow them to become career-oriented? Nancy Pelosi is worth $200 million. What would you do with $200 million? Would you stand there and say impeach the president? I mean, you've been making it pretty good. Well, because some of his policies might stop that. Mightn't they? It's never, was never intended to be as it is. I'm going to challenge you to read the Constitution again. I need to as well. I've challenged you in the prayer level to do 5 minutes each day. I'm trying to find something here, so I'm reaching across my desk. Sorry about that. 5 minutes. Of prayer. Don't let just my 5 minutes here or 3 minutes or whatever I do here on air be the only prayer you do for this nation. Use your words. Pour your heart out to our God. We need to be humbled. He will turn us over to this mess if we don't come back to him. In this article by Sarah Carter, I've had several good articles this week that I've tried very, very hard not to read them to you because it takes up so much time. But they're good articles. Send me a self-addressed stamped envelope or go online and look them up. They will encourage you as well as open your eyes to what's happening. But this is, in this article with Sarah Carter, she says, Andrew McCarthy, former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, noted in a recent column that the whistleblower complaint and the recent revelation that Schiff's team, along with the possibly were partisan, anti-Trump Democrats. Oh, you think? You think that's just a probability? He says the attack on Trump needs to be investigated. I agree. But he goes on to say, this isn't about Ukraine and Trump's telephone call or conversation. It's about removing a duly elected president from office. They're calling it a soft coup. It was a very expensive coup because we've been paying for it. But he also says it isn't Trump. It's the American people. It's us that they hate. The smelly Walmart people, the deplorables. Rural America deserves no vote. You heard AOC say that. They deserve nothing. The left wants you to eat your babies. the way they govern is to remove urinals? What is going on? Why are the American people so blind, and why aren't we acting? We need to be in prayer, but we need to put actions to those prayers. Put feet to those prayers. Do something. Stand up for what is right and what is righteous. It's okay to be angry. One of my listeners said from Nebraska, she would call me and encourage me. Haven't heard from her in a long time. Make sure it's a righteous anger. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage. Where's your courage today? From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. But then, from abundance to complacency. From complacency to apathy. From apathy to dependence. And then back into bondage. That's where we are, America. Let's go back up to that spiritual faith and the courage to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.